An extreme heat warning has been extended through tomorrow night throughout Ohio. The National Weather Service says dangerously hot and humid conditions will push heat index values up to 108 degrees, with little relief expected overnight. Officials urge residents to limit outdoor activity and stay hydrated. The two people found dead inside a vehicle in North Canton have now been identified. Police say the victims are 22-year-old Aaron Lewis of North Canton and 24-year-old Malachi Dobbins of Urban Crest. Stark County Coroner's Office says Dobbins died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The cause of Lewis's death remains under investigation, but police say there is no evidence of foul play. Investigators say the vehicle was found running at Eastwoods Park with signs of an exhaust system problem. A man is scheduled to be arraigned today in Massillon Municipal Court on charges in a false bomb threat case. 26-year-old Jesus Felix of Akron was arrested Wednesday and is charged with inducing panic. Police allege he circulated a written bomb threat at Kong Company in the 4200 block of Shuville Street Northwest in Jackson Township Tuesday and Wednesday. The threats prompted an evacuation and caused about $10,000 in losses. No bomb was found. A Massillon teen is headed to prison after pleading guilty in two felony cases. 17-year-old Benny Woodson, who was initially charged as a juvenile, entered guilty pleas in Stark County Common Pleas Court June 22nd. He admitted to improperly discharging a firearm, discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises, and gun specifications. Prosecutors say he shot at an occupied home January 8th. Woodson also pleaded guilty to assault for attempting to injure someone at a local correctional facility April 9th. Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced him to 3 years on firearm specifications and 12 months on the assault charge, with all terms running concurrently. Hartville has unveiled its first strategic plan, setting a roadmap for the village over the next 3 to 5 years. Officials tell the repository the plan focuses on governance, communication, housing, economic development, and sustainability, and was developed with input from residents and local partners. Work is now shifting to implementation, including zoning updates, a list of available properties for development, and a new fund to support downtown improvements. After more than 4 decades away, Kroger could be making a return to Northeast Ohio. The company has announced a pending $1.6 billion deal to buy Giant Eagle, though the transaction still requires regulatory approval. Kroger last operated in the Akron-Canton region in 1984 after once running multiple stores across the Canton area, including locations on Harrisburg Road Northeast and Cleveland Avenue Southwest. Giant Eagle's nearly 200 stores and dozens of pharmacies across Ohio and surrounding states would continue operating under the Giant Eagle name. Travelers in Northeast Ohio have a new nonstop flight option starting today. Breeze Airways is launching seasonal nonstop service between Akron-Canton Airport and Portland, Maine. The flights will operate twice a week on Thursdays and Sundays through October 18th. Airport officials say Breeze is the only airline offering nonstop service on the route, which becomes the carrier's 16th nonstop destination from Akron Canton. Authorities have identified the teen killed in a UTV crash in Tuscarawas County Tuesday afternoon. The coroner says 14-year-old Kaya Barger of Janadin Hutton died after a Polaris Ranger overturned in Clay Township. Another 14-year-old was airlifted to Akron Children's Hospital. The Highway Patrol continues to investigate. People impacted by the East Palestine train derailment are beginning to receive settlement payments. The payments are part of Norfolk Southern's $600 million class action agreement for property damage claims. The settlement covers eligible residents and property owners within 20 miles of the derailment site. Claims Administrator Epic says direct payment claims are expected to be completed by the end of June, with business loss claims still under review and to be paid later this year. A man is in critical condition after a shooting in Youngstown late Tuesday. Police say officers were called just before 11:30 to East Dewey Avenue, where they found the victim with a gunshot wound to the head. A suspect vehicle was located on Ridge Avenue, where police stopped it and detained two men. 22-year-old Davion Alexander was arrested and charged with felonious assault. 42-year-old James Neal was arrested on drug charges. Police are investigating a nearly $20,000 theft from a Boardman business. Investigators say an employee at an unspecified business in the 1000 block of South Commons Place gave out a bank security code after receiving a call from someone claiming to be a fraud department representative. The company later learned more than $19,000 had been transferred to an unknown account in New York. The Wayne County coroner has identified the three people killed in Tuesday's fire at the Econo Lodge in Worcester Township. The victims are Hitesh Kumar Suthar, Hinaben Suthar, and Isha Suthar. The family was found inside the hotel after the blaze. Employees say at least two of the victims worked at the hotel. The fire's cause remains under investigation. Four members of the Siders family have been arraigned in court following a child endangerment investigation in southern Ohio's Vinton County. The arraignment comes after law enforcement executed a search warrant Tuesday at a home in Hamden where 16 children were found inside. Gary Siders Jr., Elizabeth Siders, Gary Siders Sr., and Christina Siders each face 17 counts of child endangerment and are held on $300,000 bonds. The children have been removed from the home and some remain hospitalized in serious condition as the investigation continues. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.